welcome to Early Childhood Ireland's podcast, which features interviews and discussions on all issues relating to high quality in the early years and school age care sector. In our episodes, we have a range of speakers who are leaders in the areas that matter to Early Childhood Ireland members. This podcast series is proudly supported by Arrecas Insurance, which offers a comprehensive range of cover at discounted premiums for both business and personal insurance products. So visit www.arrecas.ie for more information. Today, we're delighted to bring you a very special edition of Early Childhood Ireland's podcast, which we recorded on International Women's Day on March the 8th. All of us in Early Childhood Ireland were delighted and proud to see our CEO, Teresa Heaney, named on the Irish Examiner 100 Women of 2023 recently. The citation on the nomination read, "Since March 2014, Teresa Heaney has held one of the most important jobs in the country, CEO of Early Childhood Ireland. Prior to this, Teresa worked as the manager of Cherish and as training and research manager in ISPCC, following roles in youth and community work. Teresa received her undergraduate degree in social science from UCC. So Teresa and I have worked together for a long time, even prior to 2014, both in Early Childhood Ireland and before that in NCNA. She has always been a passionate advocate for children and high quality in all services relating to children. So I'm really delighted to welcome Teresa to this episode to chat about what this recognition means to her and the women who have inspired her along the way. Teresa, you're really welcome.
Thank you so much, Maura, and I'm delighted to be with you today on International Women's Day and to have a chance to talk about the women, the inspiring women in our sector.
So talking about inspiring women, congratulations on being named on the Irish Examiner 100 Women of 2023 list. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to have your work recognised and acknowledged in this way?
Thank you so much, Maura. I was delighted, of course, to be included in the 100 Women of 2023 and for the citation that it was about leadership in the early childhood education and care sector. It's a hugely female sector. And so it's really important, actually, that the sector is included this year. We have a virtually a 100% female workforce. I know it's not an entirely female workforce, but the vast bulk of the workforce is women. The people who own and operate services are women. So it's really important recognition for our sector that to have us included, and that, you know, as the leader of Early Childhood Ireland, that I was named in the list of the 100 women. Ourselves in Early Childhood Ireland, we have a high number of fantastic female staff as well. So I suppose I see this award as being about Early Childhood Ireland, about our work, about the length of our work, the extent of our work, and about our sector and how important it is in Irish society and the increased awareness of the importance of our sector for children and families and for Irish society.
Yeah, I suppose it's timely to be chatting on International Women's Day because, as you say, the sector is so female dominated, and you know, it's important to recognise that input that women have.
To say as well, Maura, that it was very gratifying as well to hear the announcement this morning that there will be a referendum later this year on foot of the recommendation of the Citizens' Assembly about a referendum about the nature of care in Irish society and the role of women in Irish society. And that will be held in the autumn or in November, maybe.
November, I think.
I was at an event last week where Ivana Bacik and Dr. Catherine Day spoke about the need for that referendum. So it's really welcome to see the government commitment to having that referendum later this year.
So it is absolutely, and it's been talked about for a long time. So it's good to see it finally coming to happen.
Absolutely.
So I suppose the other thing I wanted to take the opportunity to chat to you about was your role in Early Childhood Ireland, our new strategic plan, and the work we do in the early years and school age care sector. So,
I mean,
about your work and so on.
Absolutely. We have we've in the middle of rolling out a new strategic plan, and, you know, it has evolved from we've evolved as an organization that has always held the needs and the rights of children at its core as the, you know, as key to our vision. And we know and understand that in order for our vision to be achieved, we have to impact both on the system that that Early Years operates within, as well as on the individual setting, the place the children attend on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, we understand that our work has to tackle both the system and has to impact on the setting. And one of the evolutions as well in our work is the importance of all settings that children attend on a daily basis, and that includes both centre-based services and also child-minding services. And so that is an additional new focus for our new strategic plan. And our new strategic plan will also bring a focus on safeguarding and the safety of children in all of the settings that they attend. So, you know, that's a whole new approach to our work. And we've had to develop a new structure to enable us to do that. So as well as having our policy team and having our membership team, we also have our communications team, and we have a new research team, we have our operations team, and then we also have a new funding team. So we have a broad structure to help us achieve a really, really ambitious plan that it will help us achieve our vision and our mission, because our sector, in order to achieve and do what we need to do, we have to have a really broad pincer approach actually to our work, because the range and the breadth of the stakeholders that we need to work with is huge. I mean, obviously we have to work with policymakers. We have to work with our members and operators of settings, and indeed bring content and supports to their staff, the workforce. We also need to work closely with regulators. In our world, as you know, we have the TUSLA regulator, and we also have the Department of Education. Parents often seek guidance and knowledge and insight from us. So, you know, we're conscious that they're a key stakeholder, a key audience. And, you know, educational institutions that provide the training for the workforce in our sector, all of the teacher training colleges and the further education colleges. So it is a huge, broad stakeholder audience that we have in our sights at any one time. So, you know, we need to have a really professional and group of staff to do that. And we do. We're very fortunate that we do have a very, very skillful team, because the challenges are phenomenal. I mean, and everybody in Early Childhood Ireland is up for those challenges, but there is a lot of work to do. I mean, I think that we have achieved a recognition and an acceptance by society that this is really important work, that investment is absolutely needed, that we need to continue to build on investment and in order to make those kinds of impacts on the system, on the setting, that we want to achieve over the next 5 years.
And that last point you make about the recognition by society, I mean, that's evidenced by the results of our barometer year on year that shows that increasing, which is great. It's really important.
Yeah, the barometer gives us a year-on-year indication across some key questions about how Irish society views early childhood education, how important, for example, that they feel the terms and conditions of the workforce in our sector should be as they compare to teachers or nurses or other professionals. And the findings of the barometer are really important validation that this work is important and that Irish society views it as important. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, so like there's a lot of work for you, all of the contributors to our sector, all of the various stakeholders in organizations. There's a lot of work to do. And indeed, there's no doubt that we're building on work by phenomenal women that have gone before us, you know, and it would be remiss of you and I, Maura, not to talk about that. You know, our first chairperson in Early Childhood Ireland, Gillian Van Turna, for example, Gillian was so much to the fore in terms of children's rights, and she was a brilliant first chairperson because she always kept our eye on the ball that our work was about children. It was keeping children working in the most child-centered way possible. Irene Gunning, our first CEO, an incredibly inspiring woman who worked phenomenally for decades in terms of ensuring quality for children in early year settings. And, you know, when I was thinking today about our strategic plan, I found myself thinking about Nora Gibbons, who's no longer with us, but who was phenomenal in Irish society in terms of reminding us about keeping children safe and that it was everybody's responsibility to keep children safe. We often, we often recall Nora and miss her and her contribution. And then, you know, we often think about where our sector has come from in the last 20 years, particularly, and a name that is regularly remembered is Silda Langford, who was, the first Director General, if you like, in the Office of the Minister for Children initially. And, you know, you'll have noticed, Maura, probably, that the new programme board that has been put in place to design the new single agency, Silda has been nominated as a member of that programme board. We saw that in a press release from Minister O'Gorman last week. So, you know, Silda has a long track history in commitment to early childhood education. And it's great that she is sitting on that programme board because she was there 20 years ago and she's there now to see this new agency, however it will be constructed, come into being. I mean, Early Childhood Ireland has long campaigned for a single agency in order to bring all of the agencies together under one umbrella. So this new agency is being developed at the moment, and it's great to see the likes of Silda on that programme board. So a lot of work.
And it's even interesting, you know, when you mentioned Silda, if I'm right, wasn't it the Department of Justice, Equality and Law Reform that you would have been in at the time?
It certainly was. It was the Department of Justice, Equality and Law Reform. Mm. And it was under that equality lead that she accessed funding from Europe to invest in the development of increased capacity in our sector and the development of the local CCC infrastructure and providing support for the voluntary organizations.
Yeah.
But, you know, in terms of inspiration, and I know we've spoken about the members of Early Childhood Ireland and the workforce, I certainly can't help every day but be hugely inspired by the thousands of women who run services for children and families and deliver government programs on behalf of government. I mean, these are all entrepreneurs. They're running small businesses. The vast bulk of them are running small businesses. And some of those businesses are private businesses. Some of them are community businesses. And then in turn, they are employing tens of thousands of women together. So, you know, it's an incredibly powerful group of women in our sector who are so competent and so resilient and have embraced incredible change in our sector over the last 20 years. So in terms of inspiration, those women that are opening those doors this morning at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and who are caring for small children, you know, they're a source of fantastic inspiration, those women. And I suppose to generalize out that discussion, Maura, I'm glad to say that I don't only think about this on a day like today on International Women's Day. But, you know, I just find women inspirational all the time anyway. You know, what women cope with, the amount that they have to plan for, the amount they hold in their head, the amount they think about, the amount of work they do, the amount of illness that they deal with, health issues that they deal with, the amount of loving and caring that they have to do for children, for grandchildren, for their own parents, while also engaging in professional roles. I think women are absolutely phenomenal. And we have to, I don't think we need International Women's Day, to be honest, to remind us of that. You know, I think it's... the generalization is important as well, isn't it?
Of course, absolutely. Yeah. So have you a few more inspirations to share with us beyond our sector?
I mean, where do I think inspiration for me really comes from? I mean, you can obviously take it from, you know, your friends and your family and, you know, the women that you've lived closely with and your friends. And of course I do. I have the most inspiring friends who cope with so much in their life and inspiring colleagues. But for today, for a podcast, the women whom I find, you know, stop me in my tracks and make me think about their wonderment are women who've taken their own life experience and used it to make Ireland a better society. And, you know, the two most recent people, I suppose, that come to mind in that regard for me would be Vicky Phelan, who's no longer with us, and Catherine Corliss, you know, a phenomenal woman, both of them who were relentless in reminding us all about the need to be better and to do better. So, you know, I was thinking about them. And then today, you know, I live in Maynooth, Maura, and there's, you know, a lot of Ukrainian families in Maynooth, a lot of women here with their children away from their, you know, away from their family, their friends, their, you know, usual system that they usually live within. And I think they're incredible women. You know, they're, some of them are trying to settle in Maynooth, some of them are just waiting to get back home, and at the same time make the life that their children have here as good as they can make it. And, you know, that's an incredible inspiration. And it's, you know, women like that who are traveling across the world, which is why it's so saddening and sickening when you see any notion that we shouldn't be welcoming of those women or women from anywhere who are dealing with that. So yeah, those women and families that are here trying to build a life for themselves and their children while this war is happening in their home, that's real inspiration for me.
And reassuring children while
for sure
prepared themselves.
And then, and I suppose, Maura, just I was trying to think, you know, Maura, as it's also quite close to National Book Day. And Maura, I know that you're a phenomenal reader. So I was trying to think, you know, Maura, and I would probably like me to name some kind of an author. And I suppose if it's also because it rounds off our discussion about the importance of early childhood education and care. I know that we've got the Oscars next week, and I I know so many people that have taken real joy from the film and Callan Keown, which of course is based on the book Foster by Claire Keegan. And it's just the most heartwarming book and film. And I mean, I think different people take different things from it, no doubt. But what rests with you, what rested with me anyway, having read the book and seen the film, was the importance of loving and caring and the transformative nature of care and how important, you know, being a caring, loving adult and how important that can be in the life of a small girl in this case, but in any small child. And I thought maybe that was a fitting author to draw inspiration from today on International Women's Day.
Yeah, it's I read the book twice. I read it I think maybe when it came out, and then reread it after seeing the film. And yeah, such a beautiful film. Quiet, gentle. And but like you say, just shows the impact, you know, one good adult, well, two good adults have on the life of a child. So absolutely. Beautiful. So let's hope by the time people are listening to this, it has a brace of Oscars coming home to Ireland. So
wouldn't that be wonderful?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
So, Teresa, thanks so much. That was a lovely, lovely chat. Looking back, looking forward, I think it's important that we do recognize how far we've come, because I think that kind of gives us the energy to keep going. And you did that. And it was lovely to hear about the women that have inspired you on your journey. And again, congratulations on your recognition last weekend.
Thank you so much, Maura. It was a pleasure to join you.
And thank you for listening to this episode of Early Childhood Ireland's podcast, which is proudly supported by Arrakis Insurance. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and spread the word to your friends and colleagues, and stay tuned for our next episode.